From the notebook of B.V. Narasimha Swami, 1410-1929. Enter K.K. Ganapati Sastri, Kapali Sastri, and his wife, Parvathammal, who bow and seat themselves. Many others are present. Kapali, when, after a long struggle and development by sadhana, one attains siddhi, is the attainment due to his effort or to the action of the spirit or power which is the object of this upasana? Maharishi, it is the action of the current. Kapali, so it is not the aspirant's actions that make him get siddhi, but it is the act of the current? Maharishi, yes. Then Kapali Sastriya points to the Maharishi's own case of quitting home and being drawn to Thiruvannamalai as an instance of the above and asks, it is that which drew Bhagavan from Madurai to Thiruvannamalai? Maharishi, yes. You see, in the letter left at home before leaving, I first wrote, by his command, and then added above it, in search of my father. He drew me. I wrote that down and left. Finding funds was not due to my efforts. My brother, of his own accord, told me, you had better take 5 rupees and pay my school fees at the school. And out of the 5, I only took 3 rupees for the train to the Devanam. Judging the distance from an out-of-date atlas of India, Dindivanam was the nearest railway station to Thiruvannamalai. Again, the train, which usually leaves at 11:45 a.m., was unusually late. I left home after 12 noon for the station and still reached there in time to catch it. The correct information about my destination was given to me by an old Muslim with a silvery white flowing beard 1 or 2 stations after we left Madurai. Where are you going, Swami? He queried. To Thiruvannamalai. And so, I have got a ticket to the Devanam, I replied. You are a strange passenger to go to Dindivanam for Thiruvannamalai. I am also going there, he said, and added, and we should change trains at Vidupuram. You should not go to Dindivanam at all. He informed me that he was going to Tirukoyilur, but strangely, I did not find him when, after some time, I looked for him in the carriage. After that, I did not think of him at all. Kapali continued, did Bhagavan come straight to the temple? Maharishi, yes. The doors were all opened then, and I went straight to the Garbhagraham shrine. There was no one else present. Kapali, and Bhagavan reported his arrival to Arunachaleswara? Maharishi, as though Arunachala did not know of it otherwise?